I think it was at the end of year 7 or maybe the beginning of year 8 we all sat that IQ test. Must have been the end of year 7 because that determined your streaming for secondary school. What a racist, inclusive, exclusive piece of rubbish that was. And yeah, so no wonder kids like Don, when they did it, they were put in the Z class, you know, the lowest of the low.
Because of language?
Yes, because and culture too, the expectations that you understood and recognised the terribly, terribly British photos that you were dealing with. Yeah, awful. So I did well in the IQ test. So I was streamed. We had two groups, those heading for the public examination board, and that's what I went in, and the others. And the others had this really interesting course that involved shorthand and typing and cooking and home ec and all sorts of really useful things. I always thought it was a bit ridiculous that you weren't able to learn typing and shorthand. It would have been so useful when you got to taking lectures. So I made my way through secondary school, and as I said, Maitland didn't have matriculation at that stage. Oh, also, which did enliven things a little bit, the Ardrossan down the road, about 20-odd k's away, they just went, I reckon till about year 10, my memory's vague on that, but they didn't go through the whole secondary school, so they came up to Maitland for at least a few years of secondary school. Of course, the other man's grass is always greener. We girls thought that was pretty good. Yeah.
So how would you get into university if you were going to go, if you didn't have matriculation?
Because there was no matriculation at Maitland, I had to go to Cadena, which did have Cadena Memorial High School. So it must have been very expensive for my poor struggling parents. My dad inherited the farm from his uncles who died without children, and it was in a pretty rundown state, so money was really tight. So, you know, in retrospect, it was a lot of financial hardship for them to get me to matriculate. Had to buy me a car. And another little aside, I needed to obviously get my licence when I turned 16. My dad was very smart. We bought this old Hillary the Hillman, from an old couple, and he taught me to drive, and he'd always start outside the police station. So, you know, shrewd. The cops would be looking out the window and see this young girl practicing, and for all, she's getting lots of lessons from her father. So I passed very easily. Yeah. So I would, and we had to organise accommodation for the weekdays at Cadena's, a pay board, and they found this lovely childless couple, the Cousins at Cadena, who were just the most beautiful of people and really were like second parents to me. They didn't have their own children, but they'd fostered several kids, so they had that warm and giving, and they were animal people. They had horses and dogs. They were lovely, but very minimal education, so not able to help me at all with the agonies of year 12. Matriculation was really tough.
And you stayed there during the week?
All the time? Monday morning I'd get up at the cracker, get into Hillary, go through Maitland, pick up my cousin who was doing year 12 as well, and we'd drive to school. And then Friday night, come home. So we were there sort of Monday night to Thursday night. Yeah. So, you know, long days and, yes.
Did you socialise with any of the kids at school?
Well, this is where it was a very difficult and lonely year because, of course, just like with Maitland, you've grown up with these kids and your bonds are very firmly established, and there was no place for me in the class. I think I ended up gravitating to the class dud that nobody played with because she was thick and had no personality and so it was really very difficult and very lonely, and the work was difficult, and I had subject choices. I had to take on history, which wasn't available at Maitland, so the others had had all these years of history to build on, and now I'm coming to it cold. Maths one and maths two again, and it was so hard, and I really am not a mathematician at all. The maths teacher was another horrible person that liked to humiliate. So I never did very well in the tests. Tried my hardest, but had no support and no way of getting any support. I just had to get on with it. So he would deliberately hand out the tests in order from the person that got the best marks to the person, me, that got the least marks. I was always last or second to last. And, you know, humiliating. Mm. And never, ever offered to help or to explain things. And if you did dare to say, I don't get that, they'd just say the same thing in the same way. And besides which, I think he was so unapproachable that you wouldn't ask. Mm. However, when the matric exam was coming up, I thought, right, well, I'm not going to be able to answer any of these questions. So I memorised every process, every theorem, and when it came to the exam, I just write something like, can't work out how to do this problem, but it is of this such and such sort of style, and if A is this and B is that, this is how you'd solve it. And I got C's. And I was so proud, and some of the high flyers that had got top marks failed. So, to this day, think, up you.
So you pass that because you memorised and knew.
Yes, so it would have meant that a problem that's, say, worth 10 points, maybe I got two points for writing something down, and possibly, you know, the PEB exams were based on percentages.
Mm.
So there's probably a hell of a lot of people for whom maths is a foreign language. Mm. So I would think the pass rate was pretty low, and just getting those few marks here and there, and some that I could do,
the
arithmetic was I could manage, was enough to get me C's, which doesn't say much for the quality of education that you're receiving, does it? Now, back to Maitland. Sport was king at Maitland, and it didn't matter how smart you were. I was always in the top two or three academically, but I wasn't sporty. I'm scared of balls, and I'm clumsy, and just not interested. So you were nothing. You were nobody. If you weren't good at sport, you just didn't count. Every year they had sports day, and they made every student participate in something. So the dud group, which I was one of the main ones, we got put into this thing called corner spry. You had a semicircle of kids and one person in the middle with the ball, and that person threw the ball to the first person in the semicircle, and they threw it back, and then to the second person till you'd gone round the semicircle, and then the last person came into the middle, and the person with the ball went there, and when everybody had got through, the winner was the ones that got through it first. Well, even at corner spry was pretty useless, because they'd throw the ball hard, and rather than catching it, I'd put my hands up and go, ah! And then the ball would go off, and I'd get, oh, Lynn! So sports day was not... It really bothers me why I went from being such a performer at primary school. You know, give me a chance to be in a drama production or have a bit of fun and be the centre of attention, to this shy, introverted, frightened little waif. It really, really is an indication that something wasn't right in their teaching. One of the ordeals was in the latter years, when you had the end of year social, and the girls would, you know, stand in a row, and because I wasn't sporty and because I was shy, you never got picked for a dance, and you know, the wallflower, it was awful, awful, and I just used to dread it with every fibre of my being, but you were expected to go, so you did. Yeah, so yes, high school was really difficult. Yeah, Friday afternoon, I remember it, mate, that was horror time, because that was your weekly sport. And because I was well aware of my deficiencies, I hated competitive sport. I hated the letting the team down. Might have been okay if there was some individual development type sports or, you know, some fitness or dance or anything, but no, it was all football, basketball, netball. Yeah, so I remember the humiliation of the schoolyard pick, where they're picking teams, and I'm always the last or second to last to be picked. These memories are just like yesterday. It's horrible.
That is horrible.
And
it stays with you.
As a junior primary teacher, one of the things that I always had in the back of my mind was, I want these children to remember me and my classroom with joy and happiness and positive memories. And I think I achieved that. Okay. All right. Now, at Cadena, I loved history, but my inability with numbers came to the fore. I was so hopeless at dates. So I really liked the concepts, and I wrote a really good essay, but when it came to the exams and they asked you to write about such and such a war in such and such a date, I wrote the wrong war about the wrong war because I didn't remember the dates. So I failed history, and that upset me greatly because it was my favourite subject. And I did geography, and geography was all about the UK and all the different regions. Who gave us stuff? It was so irrelevant. And one of the questions in the exam, I remember, was writing about the history and the manufacturing and the landforms, all the different aspects of a particular region. Well, I didn't know anything about it, so I made it all up. I must have hit the mark because I got an A in geography. Which again says a lot about the quality of education. However, despite failing history, I did manage to pass. I did biology as well, again without any background, because it wasn't available at Maitland, and I quite liked that. It was a science that was connected to humanities,
yes.
So it meant a lot more to me. I did matriculate. In fact, I got C's in Maths 1 and 2 by my regurgitating method, and I think I might have got an A in English and in Geography. So I did manage to get enough marks to then get into Teachers College, which will be my next story. Another anecdote. Back to the racism. At Cadena, they had a canteen too, and we always used to spend our canteen money on lollies, nigger blocks. It's just horrendous to think that you could be so racist as to call these licorice squares nigger blocks.
Inny, meeny, miny, moe.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes. Mind you, I misheard that as a child and I thought it said knicker. Catch a knicker by the toe.
Knicker.
Which is much better, really. Yeah, yeah. Though why knickers would have toes, I don't know. Yeah, yes. So obviously the guilt of nigger blocks has stuck with me. Thus my life at school ended, and I must admit I was an immature, politically unaware country bumpkin. The awakening was yet to come.